What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Boombox Guru, music commentary and music discussion for music lovers. I'm your host, LB, and we got a very good episode for you guys today. So if you don't want to miss out, tune in and keep it locked in. Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Boombox Guru. I'm your host, LB. So today's episode, I decided to make up my own concert wish list. And I have been pondering this for quite some time about what are some bands that I've never seen live that I hope one day to see live. So I managed to come up with a list of 10 bands as for right now that I will hope one day when the whole pandemic thing maybe has gone down more and live shows open back up and bands start touring again, that these are 10 bands that I hope one day when they come to my neck of the woods that I can see in a live setting. Because if you've never been to a live concert, if you've never seen your favorite band or your favorite artist in a live setting, in a live concert, then you're truly missing out on a great experience. And it's something that I've missed so much, man. And I'm glad that I was able to get in a few shows before everything went haywire with the pandemic. So without further ado, we're going to get into this list of my 10 bands that I hope to see live. So this is my concert wish list. All right, so before I continue on with this episode, I want to clarify that these list of bands are not in a ranking order. It's not from a worst to best or a best to worst. I basically compiled this list based on whatever band came to my mind at that moment. So if there's a particular band that you hear me say, just because it may be later down in the list doesn't mean that I don't want to see that band any lesser than any other bands. I just wanted to make that clear. So the first band that I got on here is Ginger. Now Ginger, they are a progressive groove metal band, extreme metal band from the Ukraine. They've been going at it for 10 years or more, and it was probably around 4 or 5 years ago where they really started to gain a lot more attention and recognition. They did a live studio performance of one of their songs called Pisces, and the video of that performance went viral. Mainly because lead vocalist Tatiana, people were blown away at how she was able to transition so smoothly from her beautiful clean vocals to her very deep and harsh gutturals. But that's not to put the other band members aside. Ginger as a whole band is an extraordinary band. And I'm going to tell you what I like so much about them. What I really like about them is that even though they are classified as a metal band, they can play any genre of music, and sometimes they implement those different genres into one song. One song in particular that I really dig is a song called Judgment and Punishment from their most recent album called Macro. The song starts off as a very heavy progressive technical groove metal song, but during the verses of the song where Tatiana sings the lyrics, they morph into a reggae band. They morph into a full-fledged reggae band, and then they just switch back to the extreme technical groove metal at the drop of a hat. And they do this on a lot of songs. There's a lot of songs on this album and their previous records where, you know, they come off very heavy and extreme, and then they'll like slow things down, or they'll go into like kind of like a very jazz fusion type mode. And there's even elements of like Middle Eastern music that I've heard on some of their records, as well as folk music. But they're just a great band. And I recently saw their concert that they did called Alive in Melbourne, which you can also purchase it from their website, the DVD and the CD. But you can also watch it on YouTube for free. I highly urge any of you guys who've never seen Ginger live to definitely go check out that show, because it was a great show. I mean, the showmanship, you know, the performances from all the members of the band, you know, it was just excellent. I've watched it at least about 3 or 4 times already. That's just how good of a show it is. And watching that concert, it just really made me want to see Ginger live in concert so much more. So I'm hoping that, you know, once shows open back up, if they do, I'm hoping that, you know, Ginger will come to the States and they will come to my neck of the woods, because I definitely will be one of the first people in line to check that band out, because they're just excellent. So the next band I got on my list is Meshuggah. And I've said this repeatedly to my friends and everybody, but yeah, Meshuggah is a bucket list band for me that I really want to see live. Even if it's just one time. You know, they are one of the greatest metal bands of all time. And, you know, they pretty much pioneered the sound of modern metal music, especially modern extreme metal music. If you listen to a lot of these newer up and coming bands, I don't think there's not too many of them that don't have a little bit of Meshuggah in their sound. I mean, you can hear it in those rhythms, in that bass work. And I know, for better or for worse, Meshuggah has been credited with being the inventors of djent, so forth, although I do consider them more of like of a progressive groove metal band, or simply just an extreme metal band. But they're just one of the most unique bands for the past, what, 20 years? Well, actually 30 years now that they've been together. And they've just had such a lasting effect on metal music. Like I said, they've been so influential to modern metal music, and they've practically helped change modern progressive metal. A lot of these newer up-and-coming progressive metal bands take a lot of influence from what Meshuggah does, from what Periphery does, as well as Tool. And, you know, and that's not to knock other more traditional prog metal bands of the past, but I'm just stating the obvious that how Meshuggah has been such an influential band to extreme metal. And, you know, it would just really make my day. I would just really enjoy to be able to go to a live concert and just to hear those polyrhythms and those bouncy, groovy styles that Meshuggah has mastered and that they helped create, man. Like, I can't imagine hearing like a song like Quarters of Chameleons from Chaosphere, or like Ivory Tower, Clockworks, Born in Dissonance, a Future Breed Machine, you know, Insane, Straws Pulled at Random. Man, I just can't imagine like just hearing those songs live in concert. It would just be so mind blowing, and it would probably be one of those surreal moments where after the concert is over, you're sitting there thinking like, whoa, did this just happen? Did I actually just see this band perform these songs live? That's how I felt when I first saw Gojira live in concert. I couldn't believe it. It was so surreal. And I believe Meshuggah would have that same effect on me. And I've heard a lot of people who have seen Meshuggah live say that it's just an extraordinary experience. It's like having like some type of religious experience or something. You know, you feel like you're witnessing something that's just out of this world. So I definitely got them on my list as one of the top bands that I want to see live in concert one day. Yeah, next on my list, this next choice on my list is a bit of a contrast compared to the previous two I just talked about. But I put down Fishbone. Yes, I put down Fishbone, man. This is one of my all-time favorite bands. And, you know, here recently I've been on the Fishbone kick, listening to a lot of their music. But, man, I just really enjoy this band, and I hope I can one day see them live, because, you know, these guys have been around for 40 years, and, you know, they're getting older, so I don't know how much longer they're going to still be doing concerts. So I would definitely like to see them at least once before they decide to call it quits, or if they ever will. But I've watched so many clips of them on YouTube from like back in the day, you know, back in the 80s, early 90s, and man, it just makes me wish that I had been around during that time, and I'd have been of the age to like go to these shows and see this band, because they are just a very entertaining band. Like, when you see them on stage, they're jumping around, they're doing all these crazy like stunts and antics, but they still manage to be a tight band. They still manage to keep it all together. And, you know, frontman Angelo Moore, he's the epitome of what a lead vocalist and what a front person should be in the band. Because he definitely gives it his all. He's not phoning it in. You know, I've seen old concerts from back in the late 80s and early 90s where he's just up there dancing and just going all out. He stage dives. I seen one show that they did in a theater in New York City, like back in 91 or 92, where he actually climbed up on, he like crowd surfed to the balcony. He crowd surfed to the balcony and he climbed up there. Some of the people that were in the balcony helped him get up there. He climbed up there, got to the top. He sung a little bit and he like interacted and engaged with the crowd. And then he leaped from the freaking balcony down to the crowd on the floor, man. It was really cool. And I was like, man, that was awesome. Like, man, I wish I could have been there to witness it and have been a part of that show, because it just seemed so awesome. And of course, I still would like to see Fishbone today. You know, I've seen some recent concerts that they done, and while they can't necessarily do the same stuff they was doing back then, they definitely still put on a good show. You know, Angelo Moore still gives it his all, and he still is a great lead vocalist. All the guys in the band are still doing their thing, and it's really cool that most of the original lineup, except for Kendall Jones, they've actually come back to the band. So, man, this would be the perfect time to just see the band now with most of the original members back in the fold. So that would just be so great right now to see Fishbone live in concert. So next on my list is Unleash the Archers. And if you guys have listened to my one of my episodes where I talk about my top five metal bands that I discovered in 2020, you all know that Unleash the Archers made number one on that list. And their recent album, Abyss, was my number one metal album for 2020. But anyway, I've watched not too many live performances of Unleash the Archers, but I have seen some. And they are definitely a great band. Lead vocalist Brittany Slade, she just commands the stage. And it's really cool because when you watch interviews of her, she comes off as a very humble, unassuming person. And you wouldn't think that powerful voice would come from her. And I'm not saying that in an offensive way. I'm just stating my perception. You know, when you see her, you wouldn't think that. But she is a very powerful vocalist. And when she gets on stage, when she puts on that outfit, she gets on that stage, she like turns into a whole different person. It's as if she comes out of her shell and she's coming into her own. And she definitely commands the stage. She definitely commands the audience. Just a great band. You know, they're a power metal band that managed to take elements from extreme metal, because they started out doing melodic death metal and then they gradually shifted to power metal. And it would just be awesome just to hear that in the live setting, especially this recent album called Abyss. I know they did like a concert, like a ticket concert, online streaming concert, which I caught like a little bit of it. I wasn't able to catch all of it. I think I might have seen some clips of it somewhere online, but they do put on a good show. They do give it their all. So definitely another band that I want to see live. And they're from Canada, so they're our northern neighbors, and they do frequent the States quite a bit when they're touring. So hopefully when shows are able to open back up, they'll come to my neck of the woods and I can get to go see them. So the next band on my list is System of a Down. Yeah, this is another band that I really would enjoy to see live. You know, they're probably one of the biggest bands on my list so far. So probably wouldn't get to see them in a more smaller club setting, which I prefer at most. It'll probably be in like a big arena somewhere. But just to see System of a Down live would just be enough for me. You know, they are a very entertaining band. I've watched live performances from them on YouTube countless times, and you know, they have a little sense of humor and a bit of a goofiness about what they do, but they're still serious musicians, and they just know how to entertain the audience, and they're all great musicians. Surge is a great vocalist. You know, it would be really cool to hear him in a live setting, hear his vocal range, you know, live in concert. I know that would be amazing. And one of the best shows that I ever watched from System of a Down was the one that they did in Armenia. You know, when they went back to their home and they did that huge concert there, and that massive crowd, and how everybody was there to support them, and how they were just, the crowd participation was just crazy. And then the part where they perform Chop Suey, and the part where it says, you know the chorus part where it says "I cry when angels deserve to die," and how the crowd just lit up their, I don't know if it was the cell phones or their lighters, but it was just amazing. It was actually heartwarming and breathtaking to see that performance, man. But even to hear a song like Chop Suey and BYOB, I just know that if I was to hear that in a concert, man, and to see that band perform that, man, I would just lose it. So yeah, System of a Down is definitely on this list, man. And you know, I hope I can see them live one day when everything opens back up too. So next on my list is Lacey Sturm. You know, Lacey Sturm, she's the former vocalist of the band Flyleaf. You know, her and her husband recently have started their own band. And Lacey Sturm, you know, I've watched a few live performances. She has so much passion in what she does. You can tell that she's really into her performance, and she gives it her all. One of my favorite performances, live performances that I've seen on her online, was when her and her band did that cover of The Police's Roxanne. Because you all know, Lacey, she is a outspoken supporter for people who have been victims of human sex trafficking. And, you know, they did the cover of that song. First of all, let me tell you, they took The Police's Roxanne and they made it, that song, into their own. They made it into a very heavy, more darker version, because that song was being used to convey that message about, you know, human sex trafficking and prostitution and things of that nature. But I watched the performance that she did of that song, and the passion and the emotion that she put into her performance, man, it was just mind blowing, man. And you know, I like Lacey Sturm as a person. You know, I talk about her quite a bit. I've even read one of her books. And yeah, I would just really dig to see her live as well. And her and her husband and the band that they have, they're doing a really great job. You know, that last album they did was really awesome. So it would just be so great to see them live. I don't know if they tour, I'm sure they tour a lot here in the States, but I know before the pandemic they were doing a lot more touring overseas in Europe and stuff like that. But definitely another bucket list artist that I would love to see live, man, because she is just an awesome performer. Her band is great. I think they really picked right up where she left off with Flyleaf. So definitely got them on here as well. Next on my list is Sum 41. And Sum 41, man, I know some of y'all are probably cringing right now, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he mentioned Sum 41. But hey, it is my list. But hey, I think they're a great band. And you know, when you're talking about that whole pop punk era that happened back in the late 90s and early 2000s, I have to say that Sum 41, in my opinion, they were the best band to come out of that era, because they really made some heavy but catchy tunes. And I recently watched a live performance that they did on Kerrang's Dive Bar. I think that's what you call it. It's where they have bands come in and they perform like in this little dive bar. And that was a really great performance, man. They went through all the hits. They went through all the deeper cuts. They went through the fan favorites. And they knocked it out of the park, man. A lot of great crowd participation. I mean, the showmanship was on point. The musicality was there. You know, Derek Whibley, man, he still has it as a vocalist. He's still a top-notch front man and lead vocalist. And I've watched that concert, that live concert, several times. So I'm definitely up for Sum 41. Seeing them in concert, I'm definitely up for that. I don't know if they come my way that often. I don't really know, because, you know, I don't really hear about them coming my way that often. But hey, if so, I'm definitely going to keep a lookout, and I'm definitely going to be first in line to go see them. So next, I got Rage Against the Machine. And I know Rage caused a lot of controversy this past year with that whole ticket controversy. You know, honestly, I'm not trying to play a whole bunch of money to go see Rage Against the Machine, but I still would want to see them once. I still would want to see them at least once. I mean, you can go back and see a lot of the performances they did back in the 90s. A lot of passion, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears going into those performances, man. And, you know, just an all-around great band. And, you know, Tom Morello, one of the greatest guitarists of all time. Just to hear his technique and his style play in the concert would just be amazing. And then Zach De La Rocha, another great front man, another passionate vocalist, passionate lyricist, man. You know, he definitely puts a lot of emotion into his performances, and he does an excellent job. So just to see that band performing songs like Killing in the Name of, Bullet in the Head, Down Rodeo, Testify, Guerrilla Radio, just to hear those songs right there from the band in a live setting, man, that right there would be another plus for me and another bucket list that I could scratch off, man. Because, you know, in spite of what people may think about Rage Against the Machine, I do recognize them as a very great live band, because I've watched plenty of their live performances here on YouTube. So next band on here I have is Living Color. And I've been wanting to see Living Color for a long time. I actually think that they've come to my neck of the woods a few times, but I just wasn't able to make it to the shows. I think at the time when they was coming, I wasn't really going to shows like that because I didn't have anybody to go with. But I've watched a few of their live shows here on YouTube, as well as seeing some that they've done in the past. Like one of my favorite live performances from them was when they did one like in the early 90s at CBGB's, and they did a live performance of Middleman that was amazing. I mean, they made the song so much heavier than the album version, and the album version is already heavy. And then Vernon Reed is one of my favorite guitarists, very underrated, someone who doesn't get a lot of credit for his guitar virtuosity, and come on, man, just to hear that guitar wailing right there in concert, that would be just so amazing. Corey Glover is another great front man, another great lead vocalist. I mean, every member of the band. William Calhoun is an awesome drummer. He's a jazz drummer too. And Doug Wimbush, I mean, that's just such an amazing lineup of great musicians, man, who I know will put on a good show. And I've watched a few, like I said, I've watched a few of their concerts. Most of them were ones from like back in the early 90s, which it makes me wish I had been of age where I could have seen them back then, because they definitely put on some great shows. But I've seen some recent ones that they've done too, where they still knock it out the park, man. So Living Color is definitely on here too. And then last but not least is Korn. Yeah, Korn is another bucket list band for me. I just think that Korn is an amazing live band. I've seen a bunch of their concerts live. They put on a really great show. They give it their all is too. They know how to entertain the crowd, and they just know how to keep the show interesting, man. They definitely do their thing out there. And Jonathan Davis is another great front man, another great lead vocalist. Very passionate in his performances. He gives it his all. You can tell that him being on stage is therapy. You know, with things that's happened to him recently, the tragedies that he's experienced, you know, him going on tour, he said that being on stage is therapy for him. So you can definitely tell that he's getting out all that sadness and that grief and whatever he may be dealing with at the moment out on stage. He's definitely another passionate performer, man. And you know, Fieldy is one of my favorite basses, man, because he's so funky, man. I mean, the band all around is funky. Funk is the basis of a lot of Korn's music, man, and I'm a huge funk fan as well. And just to hear those funky grooves, man, and those deep, dissonant guitars from Monkey and Head would just be so cool, man. And Ray Luzier, man, Ray Luzier was the perfect replacement for Dave Sevilla, man, because Dave left the band and Ray came in, and he just picked up, and the band hasn't stopped since, man. He's a wonderful drummer, man. He's a wonderful drummer, man. They couldn't ask for a better replacement, man, than Ray Luzier, man. It's like you really can't even tell the difference, man. I mean, definitely Ray's a different drummer, man, but it's like he just picked up where Dave left off, and it hasn't stopped since, man. So definitely want to see Korn live, man. Those guys are really cool, man. I've watched a few of their live performances here on YouTube, and they put on a great show. I even remember catching a little bit of the Family Values tours that they did back in the day on pay-per-view, man. And, you know, them being a lot younger back then, you know, Jonathan was jumping around on stage, really getting the crowd hype. So, just another band that I want to see live. I almost got to see them live about 3 years ago, but I wasn't able to make it because of work, man. But yeah, hopefully the next time Korn rolls around in my neck of the woods, definitely got to be there to see them. So that's it for my 10 bands on my concert wish list. I'm definitely going to do another one, because this isn't even all the bands that I thought of, man. I just had to narrow it down, man, because if I had to put every band that I had thought of on this list, man, this probably would have been an hour-long episode. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and if there's any bands on here that you may not be that familiar with or never heard, I definitely urge you to go on YouTube and check them out. And once again, I thank you all for your support. Thank you all for listening to the Boombox Guru. And as always, wish you all love, peace, and happiness. Everybody be blessed. Peace out. What's good, everybody? Hope you enjoyed this new episode of the Boombox Guru. And if you did enjoy this episode, I want you guys to do me a favor. I want you to follow me on Spotify at The Boombox Guru. Check it out on Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public. You can also follow my Instagram page at The Boombox Guru. You can also like my page on Facebook, known as The Boombox Guru. Just go ahead and check me out. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell anybody that you know that might be interested in this type of content about The Boombox Guru. And as always, hope everyone has a lovely day and be blessed.